Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's November 2016. Millions of American workers depend on their 401k retirement plan savings to sustain them through their later years. It's money they've been squirreling away with each hard-earned paycheck, and in some cases, their employers have kicked in contributions as well. But not all 401k plans are created equally, and differing eligibility and matching funds policies could have a big impact on workers' retirement savings. A team led by Charlie Jezik, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently looked at some of the policies that employers offer and how they might affect employees' retirement savings. Jacques Arsenault sat down with Charlie to talk about what they found.
Your team looked at some of the different eligibility investing policies that employers offer for 401ks, and it seems like there can be some variations. Can you talk about what you found in terms of different eligibility policies?
Sure. First, I'd like to define what we mean by eligibility, and these are the requirements that are placed on participants just simply to be allowed to save in the plan. And this is distinguished from the requirements to get the employer contributions and also the vesting requirements, which basically say those are the rules that allow a participant to keep their employer contributions. And basically we found that all three of these requirements are actually fairly widespread in the 401k world. For example, on eligibility requirements, which are things like, for example, plans can say that workers under age 21 are not eligible to participate in the plan. These range from 40% to 50% of all the plans that we looked at in different surveys.
And how about with vesting policies?
Vesting policies are also very common. Up to almost 70% of plans have some form of vesting policy. In the 401k world, these range from a cliff vesting, which basically says that if you leave within the first 3 years of your tenure, you don't get to keep any of the employer contributions, as opposed to a graded vesting plan, which over time, if you leave any time between 1 and 6 years, you could keep anywhere from 0 to all of your employer contributions.
So with those variations, what impact can these policies have on workers' retirement savings?
Well, the bottom line in a lot of cases here is that they really restrict or they reduce the level of accumulation that employees can get into their accounts. So, for example, under cliff vesting, if you leave before 3 years, you would lose all of your employer contributions. So you lose the immediate amount of the employer contribution, which could be sizable in some cases, and then you lose the compounding of those contributions for the remainder of your career. So that can be really quite significant. We did a number of different simulations to looking at the effect of these policies, and we found that in many cases, they can result in the employee losing thousands of dollars in their account over their careers.
And I know I've heard, you know, saving early is something that you should do because that money is worth so much more. So it seems like with some of these eligibility policies, that has a much greater impact, you know, if you're earlier in your career on your future earnings.
Oh, absolutely. And again, this points out sort of the importance of the compounding of your account. If this happens, if you're age 18 and if you're included in a plan and you make some contributions, and they likely would be small at that age because you're going to be a lower wage employee in all likelihood, that money could be compounded for 40 years. And that could be quite a significant amount of money at the end of your career.
Can you talk about the recommendations in the report and how changes could improve workers' ability to save for retirement?
Yes. The main recommendation is that we raised to Congress that they should consider revising the eligibility requirements to allow workers who are under the age of 21 to be able to simply participate in the plan. I mean, right now, if you're under age 21, you can be excluded even from making your own contributions into your pension plan. So that was one thing we raised. We also thought that Congress should consider revising policies that deal with requiring an employee, they can only get employer contributions if they work through the last day of the year. We thought that that, again, is sort of an artifact from earlier when 401k plans didn't exist. And most account-based plans were profit-sharing plans, and that really didn't serve the same function now. And then we also asked the Treasury Department to do a close evaluation of the vesting rules just to determine whether they're appropriate in light of today's labor market.
And finally, what would you say is the bottom line of this report?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. One, a lot of these rules were put in place before 401k plans even existed. And so they're really artifacts from a different pension world. And frankly, they don't really serve the same function in the current account-based system that we have. I think another issue that comes out is that account-based plans like 401k plans are sold, one of their main features is that they're supposedly portable. But we see with these vesting and eligibility rules that that portability is really constrained, that in fact, the participant pays for that portability. And I think that's something that, again, given the mobility of workers today, is something that really we should take a look at and try to fix.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.